This afternoon, you're listening to the Todd LeBorowicz Show, Real Estate Radio and Salem Broadcast Network, AM 1260 The Answer. I'm your host, Todd LeBorowicz, and this segment is brought to you by the Insurance Exchange, our preferred partner for all your insurance needs. Well, in the studio with us now is the one and only Nathan Dart. He's the franchise owner of RE/MAX All Pro, and he's got a very interesting story. He's one of the top real estate RE/MAX offices in the country.
Teams.
In the country. Also, you are a second generation real estate agent.
Couldn't keep me out of this. Yeah.
And you basically grew up in real estate starting in diapers. And your dad had to like argue to send you to college.
He did. He did.
Before you got your real estate license, because at 17, it's like you were going for it.
It was the plan. I had a big plan, but my dad had a different one, which it was looking back, it was the better plan. Yeah.
And let's go back into that. Like, tell the story how you got into the real estate business.
Sure. No, it's a unique story. I mean, yeah, as you mentioned, I'm second generation in the business. My father, he worked for Bechtel for a number of years and moved around quite a bit when I was younger. And we finally established our home here in Maryland when I was about 8 years old. And around that time, he said, you know, this is not what I want to do for the rest of my life. I don't want to have my family constantly traveling. He said, let's do something else. And so him and a neighbor of his went out and got the real estate license, and he quit his job. My mom wasn't working at the time either. And he said, okay, I'm going to commit to this as our profession for our family. And I'm the oldest of three boys, and he was committed to doing that. And he went out knocking on doors. And that first year in real estate, he's rookie of the year. He went out and then bought a RE/MAX franchise in the mid-80s. He's one of the first franchise owners in the state of Maryland at the time. And that was how I grew up. The lifestyle was my father working hard, 14 hours a day, 7 days a week, and running a RE/MAX office at the same time. And he was busy. And through that process, I admire my father. I mean, I always wanted to be, you know, working with my father and being like my dad. And, you know, I remember at a young age, you know, yeah, I've been in this area my entire life, more or less. And he would come home from work at 9 o'clock and hadn't had dinner yet. And I would either sit by his desk and listen to him on the phone, and or we'd go out to Pat Mike's, which is no longer there. But if anybody's from Gaithersburg clearly remembers what Pat Mike's was. And that would be my favorite time, just to hear my dad talk about his day. And as I continued to grow up, I somewhat became a bit of a serial entrepreneur myself, and started owning my own. I ran my own business. I had a deck cleaning company that I was running. I did, you know, I was doing odds and ends jobs for my dad's listings. Also was a lifeguard at Quinn's Woodruff Pool and managed that pool towards the, you know, I was there for about 4 years. And during that time, I finally saw the window that I could start selling real estate. So I was 17, summer before my senior year in high school, and I went out and took my real estate classes. At the time, it was 60 hours, which I believe is back to 60 hours again. And I'd go after lifeguarding, my lifeguarding shorts, and go take my real estate classes. Couldn't get my license till I was 18, which was September of my senior year, and something happened. Like, I got distracted for some reason. And so I got distracted by, you know, must be homecoming and, you know, all that kind of stuff. Something that a typical senior would be worried about. And it got about halfway through the year. My dad comes to me and says, so Nathan, you know, you're getting ready to graduate. What's the plan? I said, Dad, I got a perfect plan. And I said, the plan is, well, I'm just going to go to Montgomery College, and I was going to start selling real estate. And he says, no, you're not. And he says, what you're going to do is you're going to go to college, and you're not going to start selling real estate till you graduate from college. So that's what I did. And ultimately graduated from Maryland in 2001. Great experience. I'm glad I did it. So I can just kind of figure out really how can I apply my education in college to that of real estate. And graduated, and a week later, I got started. And I haven't stopped since. So I've been in the business now for 14 years.
Wow. Yeah. And talk about timing, because if you recall when your dad was working and you were still in like middle school, they didn't have like online listings. They had do you remember the book?
Oh, yes. Like, I've seen the progression of all of it from the book. Yes, the infamous book that you
explain the book for our listeners.
Well, the book was the real estate agents for the longest time was the gatekeeper, right? They're the gatekeeper of the information. If you wanted to see what was going to be on the market coming up, is the up to the agent to be able to show you what was coming up. So it was a big deal when an agent could take the book and bring it over to a client's house, which they were never supposed to do. But, you know, you were a special client if you had the opportunity to actually see the book. So, but That was how it was done. And, you know, then it progressed from there. And then there's, and I'm going to completely mess up on what it was called because I was, honestly, I was just too young. It was basically a printout. Every day it'd print out the new listings and you'd have to go there and see what new was coming on the market on that day.
When the fax machine came out.
Well, before the fax machine, even before that. And so that's how people would do it. Now, of course, the game has changed completely.
You know, it's a whole other world.
Totally like, different
it's
world.
The stuff, I mean, real estate hasn't changed.
No.
But...
It's totally changed. Yeah, I mean, real estate as a foundation has not changed, but certainly how people search has changed completely. For instance, you know, when I started in 2001, the internet wasn't available to house listings or expose our listings or even have people view, you know, listings or real estate online. So we had to rely on direct mail, newspaper, magazines. You know, that was our outlet. And that's how I started, was just from advertising the back of these real estate magazines and advertising my father's listings. That was the key. But as times have progressed, it's actually been, I think, for positive. You know, the agents themselves are no longer the gatekeeper. But the agents themselves, my opinion, now has the opportunity to step up and show more value to that of their clients. You know, our job is to help educate our clients. Our responsibility is to help educate our clients to what is it they think they know. Because, of course, with everything online being what it is, people can assume they got it all figured out. But the true reality is us as agents, we now have to show our value by educating the buyer or the sellers to what it is they think they know, but they don't know.
Well, I can trade stocks online, but
sure.
At the end of the day, I don't know what I'm doing.
Yeah. Well, an interesting statistic is, and when you know the internet came about and people were exposing listings online, agents thought, well, this is the end. This is the end. But the reality is, 97% of all buyers in today's marketplace shop one place, and that's online, to find their home. But even with that type of exposure and that amount of people shopping, they're still 99% of the time engaging a real estate agent to help them facilitate the actual transaction. So that's still a powerful statistic. So if anything, it's all just helped enhance that of, obviously, the marketplace.
It's very powerful information. Well, by the way, if you're just tuning in, I have with me Nathan Dart. He's the franchise owner of RE/MAX All-Pro. I'm your host, Todd Borowit, and you're listening to Sound Broadcast Network AM 1260, The Answer. Now, Nathan, let's get into your business.
Yeah.
Because you stand out from a lot of other real estate agents. And you said before the action today, you were talking about your kind of like turning point, You called it the bottleneck.
Sure.
How is that? Explain that a little bit further for our listeners and how that's helped your business.
Sure, sure. No, I appreciate it. Yeah, it's, you know, by growing up in this business, I got the opportunity to be able to identify what is I loved about this business, what I was passionate about, and really how I wanted to grow and make a unique impact in the marketplace itself. And, you know, my father and the sacrifices he made, which I'm so grateful for, right? But he made some significant sacrifices. A lot of times he has time from family or what have you. And I said, well, this is the business that I love. This is what I know. And how can I make a deeper impact and a more substantial impact to more people, right? And in doing that, I said, well, the only way to do it is grow a team. Because I'm limited as a single agent in doing everything that needs to be done in a typical transaction. But I had to kind of reflect and say, okay, what is it I love about this business? What is it I'm not willing to give up? And what I wasn't willing to give up is the experience, the opportunity that I got to have that build the relationship with my clients, right?
Which is the most important part.
That's what I enjoy, right? So, but what didn't I enjoy or what wasn't the best use of my time? Well, it was the bottleneck of the paperwork. And really, honestly, and no offense to the people in the industry, but a lot of the job of an agent is to chase around everybody else involved in the transaction and make sure the lenders, the attorneys, the, you know, the other agent, whatever, is doing the job they should have been doing in the first place. So that was an area that's obviously very important. But more importantly is that I had that relationship with the client. So when I built my team, I said, okay, where's my bottleneck? Well, my bottleneck is that paperwork and making sure everybody's doing the job they should have done in the first place. So what I did is I hired the very best in the industry to be a part of my team, hiring who they were as people to know that they were capable, even more capable than me, to make sure the job was done the way it should have been done. By that and by eliminating that as my bottleneck, it's allowed me to be able to grow and really make a greater impact within the marketplace and be able to work with my clients.
Now let's talk about your clients.
Mm-hmm.
You have new clients and then you have people that want to come back to you.
Yes, yes.
Explain what the difference is between the two and what do you gravitate towards?
Sure. Well, 70% of our business is that of past clients and referrals. That at the foundation is what we're made up of. As I mentioned, you know, our responsibility as agents, my responsibility to my clients is to be honest, have integrity and loyalty. And that stands the test of time. Every time I meet somebody new, I know I'm putting my reputation on the line. But when it's with a past client, I have to step my game up even more because now I have to take the responsibility of the people that referred me or people that I've worked with in the past. Grateful for that opportunity. But to be able to continue to work with these families that I've worked with on a consistent basis is such an awesome, awesome opportunity that I take very, very seriously. Because let's be real, this is the greatest investment they've ever made in their lives, right? And I've been very fortunate that for a lot of my clients, I've not only helped them with that investment once, twice, three, four, five, six times. And I know my responsibility, and I take it very seriously to make sure that they're taken care of the way that they deserve to be taken care of.
Now, Nathan, one of the things that we're trying to do with the show is we're trying to categorize different areas, because we always tell our listeners, when you're looking to buy something, you need to find the neighborhood you want, and then find the real estate agent that knows that neighborhood. Right. And we have like specialists in areas in Kensington and other areas. What is your area?
Yeah, so that great question. We've established ourselves and consistently in the area of 20878, the zip code, which encompasses the Quince Orchard area, but the Quince Orchard, Darnestown, little niche there, right there in the Kentlands and surrounding areas. So that's been consistent since the mid-80s. That is literally my backyard. It's the backyard that I grew up in. It's the backyard that I'm raising my family in. I've got a beautiful wife, Danielle, and my two wonderful children, Landon and Gabriella, and we're raising them in the same community that Danielle and I both were raised in. Both graduates of Quince Orchard High School, and the area that we service our business and take care of our clients is the same area that we live in.
So you saw the whole area grow.
Yes, I have.
And develop.
Yeah.
And you're still there. So that's your backyard.
Still there. I remember Kentland's farm. I lived across the street from it. So now I live on that farm.
Amazing. Well, I appreciate you coming by. But before we go, one last question. What's your favorite restaurant?
Favorite restaurant, El Pizzico.
Where's that?
El Pizzico is on Rockville Pike, 355 in Goody.
Yes.
And it is a phenomenal, phenomenal Italian restaurant. Got a wife that's 100% Italian. I got to make sure that she's very well taken care of.
So it's very authentic. I know exactly where that is.
Yeah.
In the shopping center, right?
Yeah. Right next to Rockmont.
Right. Very cool.
Yeah.
All right. Well, coming up next, we're going to bring everyone back in, and we're going to do some trivia questions for our guest, hosted by John Henry Sisk with Clothesline Settlements.